But he is no more just a second-year MBBS. He has grown through his life, gone and grown through his life. Mm-hmm. Currently, Dr. Yuvraj Bhosle, as he is known in the outside world, is a professor of anatomy in one of the topmost medical colleges in India, and is also a warden of a hostel. You would like to also know that it is one of those hostels where there is zero ragging and zero suicides for past many years. So warden has to be all alert, right? So credit goes to him for this. Prabhu has done his MBBS, MS and DMB from Grand Medical College and Jeju Hospital. Furthermore, a diploma in Human Resource Management from Wellingers College of Management. Then a postgraduate diploma in Hospital and Healthcare Management from Mumbai University. And then done his postgraduate diploma in Higher Education from Indira National Open University, New Delhi. Prabhu is also a fellowship in medical education from GSMC Femur Institute, which is under ECFMG, Philadelphia, USA. And as I mentioned, he came in touch in the year 1994, and last for 25 years. Not only he has grown as a successful doctor, but also a successful devotee. He is one of the very senior counselors in our ISKCON Chowpatty community. And the best part is he is well known amongst everyone. He is there in the YouTube channel. He is there in dramas. You must be knowing his wonderful group, Goloka Players, right? If you do not know, you can right now also go on YouTube and check it out. Mm-hmm. You will not get less than 100, more than hits of lakhs of devotees or lakhs of people watch that. Currently also came on a very famous YouTube thing where Madhavas put him on a special role of checking out a devotee's life. He is continuing his Krishna consciousness and also his wonderful medical career as a warden. He has a beautiful family, a wife and two kids. Mataji also is a very talented devotee. She is the principal of Gopal Garden High School in Borivali, which our ISKCON Chowpatty community runs. And apart from that, both daughter and son are also equally talented. His daughter actually is very famous amongst YouTube videos. She has sung many songs. So indeed a wonderful and talented family. So the best part of our prerna today is that 25 years back, Prabhu was sitting here, just like you are sitting here, and he was hearing prerna, and now he is giving prerna. So he is indeed a very bright example in our ISKCON society, that he finished his educational career, settled, took responsibility, and also preaching Krishna consciousness in a unique way. So let us welcome His Grace Yugavatara Prabhu to our prerna festival by three times loudly chanting Hari Bol.
Some secrets to be shared with Baldev Prabhu. I work in a... Firstly, welcome to all of you, and thanks to the temple management for feeling me eligible to give a prerna class. Thanks to my family for not having any conflict with me for last 7 days, and so that I can prepare for this. Because I work in a public hospital where we offer free services, and wherever free services are offered, something goes wrong in our hospital. The patient cannot fight with our management because it's all free service. They cannot fight that, okay, we didn't get satisfactory service. Similarly, prerna is a free festival. Prasad is free. Nobody is charged here. So in case you are not satisfied, you cannot fight with the organizers that we were not satisfied with the lecture. Satyanand Prabhu offered me a free meal in Govinda's, and he gave me option that whether I want to have food before prerna or after prerna. And you know what I have done already, I had eaten, but I was not sure about quality of my lecture. So I said after my lecture whether he will offer me something or not. So, mil raha hai, wo kha lo and sit. That is my hashtag, Hatha Bola, in case you go to Facebook. Of course, people talk about two words, conflict management and conflict resolution. And of course, conflict resolution is not quite possible. It's very difficult to resolve conflicts. Of course, they can be managed. Something like in our day-to-day life, we say, hey, manage karna, manage kar. That is the same rule with conflicts. Just manage it. You cannot resolve it. The previous class which I gave was Dangal. That is fighting. That is conflict. And after that, Temple said, now take the art of conflict management. I said, okay. So let me firstly tell you that if you keep your life simple and avoid conflict, there will be no conflicts in your life. Just living like a simple person. Don't be complex. Even if we become a devotee, we have a kind of don't take photographs of the slides and all, because you know I get paralyzed by that. I feel So even after becoming a, I'll mail you the PowerPoint, the whole PowerPoint, don't worry. Even after becoming a devotee, we want to be special, something different. You know, that was my case. Like for example, there are some people who come to the temple every day in the morning, different kind of people come, and there is one person who chants without a beatback. And every day morning from here to here, and here I am counting my 1, 2, 3, and this fellow is walking like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, with the hands making like this, and he looks at me and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we call him Muktatma. He's not bound by any room. Because nobody likes to be tied up, right? We always want to be free. Even the temple tells us, don't do this, don't do this. Don't put restrictions on me. Even I was also like that. Even tying the beadbag, mereko lagta tha, I am tied up. So, you know, I always left my that beadbag ka jo gale mein latkane ka thing na, that whole thing, I used to always keep it free. So I used to feel some freedom should be there. Now, minute independence, Krishna has said. So I used to use that. And I'll tell you, never in my life I tied that. And one day while going back from the temple, I reached Elphinstone, and from Elphinstone then I was walking back to KM Hospital. Some child making noise, thoda sa, just be careful. And that beadbag, you know, that thing was hanging, and a taxi was going by the side, the previous taxis, Premier Padmini taxis, and they have a bumper behind. And my beadbag got kind of atkofied in that. And that was my initiated beadbag. And then I was running behind the taxi with my, not leaving my beads. Because if I left my beads, the temple, you know, charges 1,000 rupees fine for the, if you lose the initiated beads. Apart from that, given to me by my Guru Maharaj 20 years back. So, whole Elphinstone Bridge, I was running behind that taxi. Or log mereko bol rahe the, are chhod de, chhod de, chhod de. And somebody shouting, are taxi wale ko ruk jao. I said, nahin baba, wo mera bahut diksha ka mala hai. Nobody was understanding. From that day, I realized, no. That I should give up my concepts about that. And I, ekdam izzat se, I started tying my beardband around my head. Then I had some other fads. Not coming in dhoti kurta. Something different. So I used to wear white t-shirts. And once I was supposed to come, and Prem Kishore Prabhu was supposed to teach me Tandav for a drama. And then he was waiting for me in the temple, and then I was driving to the temple in my Zen. And then I passed by this Color Plus shop near KM Hospital, and I saw white t-shirts. So I thought, I can wear it in the yatra, I can wear it here and there, something different. And they were costing 1,500 rupees one t-shirt. So I got down, shopped for the t-shirts, 2,000 rupees, 3,000 rupees ka t-shirts I took, because I want to wear it above my dhoti. And then I took those t-shirts. I came, and when I was on the way at Lalbagh, you know what happened? I was waiting Shanti se at the signal, and then behind a bus and a JCB came behind me, jiska brake fail ho gaya tha. And in between my car was absolutely crushed. The bus was far away from me. In 2 minutes, I could see the bus here. And in 1 minute, I could see people clicking my photographs. So I became a celebrity. I said, mujhe bahar nikal. And then, you know, that car was towed, taken to the police station, and total repairs was 1 lakh rupees. And I couldn't throw that car also away because my father-in-law had given me that car. So, so my wife would have been angry with me. So I repaired it for 1 lakh rupees. And after everything was done, I came out of that trauma after 1 month. And then I saw those t-shirts. And I realized, yaar, ye t-shirt ke liye main nahi rukta tha toh. 1 lakh rupees mera bach jata tha. Anyways, I thought I'll wear these t-shirts on for an occasion. And then I wore that t-shirt one day, and that was such a white t-shirt that none of my dhotis, our dhotis, you know, become eventually yellow. And they have those stains of khichdi. See, like all those soldiers, they whenever they get a bullet and the blood comes out, the blood stains are there on their shirts, their military dress, and they preserve it, showing the blood stain to their grandchildren that I was shot and this is the blood stain. They show pride. So ISKCON people show pride in those khichdi stains on the this is the so many years I have spent in my life. Today morning only I was writing about glories of khichdi. Some of you must have already read it. You know, to consider any other foodstuff cooked by your wife to be tastier than khichdi. So such all these offenses are there, 10 offenses against khichdi, we very much follow it. And so no dhoti. So I went to our matchless gift shop and telling them that please. So he said, you have to get best of the dhotis for matching this kurta. So our Narayan Prabhu, you know, he also gave me 750 rupees ka dhoti for that. So again, after 1 lakh rupees and 3,000, 750 more. So then I thought I'll wear this white t-shirt and white dhoti for occasion. So NVCC opening was there in Pune. So I thought I'll be there and people will look at me. Oh, who is this brilliant person? White, come from heavens or something like that. So I wore that and, you know, kurtas, they come up to the knee, and t-shirts, they are only up to the thigh. And I realized Narayan Prabhu, the dhoti he had given me was transparent. So all my inner clothing, so then, you know, that was the only dhoti kurta I had. So again, I started on the way. Then there was a shoppie of undergarments. So I went there. So I said, ye mera aisa problem hai, dekho ye aisa yahan tak hi aa raha hai, and this and that. So he said, aapko main best of ye color ke saath match hone wala deta hun, lekin uska kharcha 500 rupaye hai. And there I realized that unnecessarily I had complicated my life. I could have bought a 200-300 rupaye ka kurta and 200 rupees ka dhoti and lived like, just be like any other devotee. I would have avoided. You must have heard that story, ye mere Gita ka sansar hai, that a person, how he, you know, was told to read Gita by his guru, and then he finds a mice eating the Gita, so he gets a cat, and then the cat wants milk, so he buys a cow, then for maintaining that cow, he ultimately marries, and then has children, and by the time guru returns, the Gita is gone somewhere. So something like that happened in my life. The current management gurus, they say that only way to avoid conflicts is you go and stay in a cave where neither a scorpion or an ant is there. If you can't find such a place, then you need to learn how to manage conflicts. I always take example of this particular movie because everybody has seen it. Even if you are in Krishna consciousness, before Krishna, it's mandatory to see this movie. If you are born in Bharatvarsh and you are so much part of this movie. Normally whenever I go to any other place where I am told to take a lecture, I make people say dialogues from this movie. I will not tell it here because I desire to give few more Prerna classes in the future. But to cut the story short, there is this Gabbar Singh and there is this Thakur. And Gabbar Singh has cut Thakur's hand and Thakur. So, surely in your settings, so your college, your workplace, you will find that there is a Thakur. You look carefully, whose hands have been cut by Gabbar. And he is fighting with that Gabbar Singh with the help of Jay and Viru. And you see other characters also, Shole characters. Suddenly at your workplace you may see a Basanti also, keeps on keeps on speaking. So all such characters are saying, now if you go to Gabbar and tell him that, see, this person is saying that he is Thakur and you have cut his hands. He said, no, actually he is Gabbar. I am Thakur. He has cut my hands. So that is conflict, where everybody feels that he is victimized. He is the person who is being victimized. Ramayan in your settings. So normally whenever we talk about conflict management, we normally say it's our workplace is like Shole. Now here I am saying workplace is like Ramayan. What do you mean by Ramayan? Workplace, Ramayan at workplace means there is a eligible person who could have got a promotion and he doesn't get it. Instead, he is transferred. He is transferred to other. And then we keep on thinking he was so eligible and he is transferred. For in Ramayan, Ram eligible to become king, eligible for promotion, but transferred for 12 years. Mahabharata in your settings. Now Mahabharata, we so much frequently use, even before coming to Krishna consciousness, for us, this Ramayana, Mahabharata was not such a serious thing. Here we come and we see Govind Prabhu taking classes on each character of Mahabharata. हमारे लिए पहले महाभारत, व्हाट वाज महाभारत फॉर अस? कुछ भी हो गया तो लोग बोलते थे, ऐसा मत करो महाभारत हो जाएगा सडन. दैट वाज महाभारत फॉर अस. एंड एक्चुअली इट इज लाइक दैट. देयर इज महाभारत अराउंड अस एंड वी सी द कैरेक्टर्स. नाउ आई एम गोइंग वन बाय वन इन द कैरेक्टर एंड यू हैव टू आइडेंटिफाई द कैरेक्टर. सो हु इज दिस? सो व्हाट डज ही रिप्रेजेंट? सो फर्स्ट रिप्रेजेंटेशन आई विल बी स्पीकिंग अबाउट, देन यू हैव टू गेस what are these characters existing around you in your college, at your workplace. So Dhritarashtra means a blind partial boss. So normally whenever we speak about the boss, we say he is blind, he is partial, he has power but he doesn't use it. Okay. And power means, sometimes power, you struggle with the boss. So power struggle with the boss means boss has the power and you have to struggle. So therefore some of these philosophers, they say that if you are too angry with the boss during your lunch hour, take a fork and look at your boss through the fork and imagine that he is in jail, you know. So people, they have so much this thing that they say that if you have a great idea at workplace, your boss should give 2 weeks of maternity leave for you. People talk about servant leadership nowadays. But the best example is, you know, a dog and a master. In the morning you must be seeing people go around. So who is the servant of whom it's very difficult to find? Okay, dog boss hai? Yeah, that person is boss. And bosses normally, they say, I am not arguing, I am just explaining why I am right always. In India, especially, while dealing with the boss and all, there is no professionalism. In USA or other Western countries, I am really, normally we should not criticize India, especially sitting here on the Vyasasana and all. But this is one place where something which India lacks, that is professionalism at workplace. in other Western countries, there is very high degree of professionalism. What do I mean by that? By this, I just wanted to tell you that if you plan to get married, and if you get married, I am not promoting any marriages or here in the this thing that go approach the marriage board and all. I am just giving an example. And then you go to the boss and you show him your marriage card that, sir, please come. Rather, in the Western countries, you get married and if you don't even inform your boss, he doesn't feel bad. You call everybody from the office and you don't call the boss, he doesn't feel bad because they are professional. It's okay, you don't call me. India, if you forget to call the boss for the marriage, forget about forgetting. There are instances where people have gone to the boss, ki boss, mera shaadi hai. So he asked, ki tu ladki kab se dekh raha tha? And you never told me ki tu ladki dekhne ko gaya tha. There are instances which I know where after marriage somebody went to the boss and said that, sir, I was blessed with a baby boy. And boss ne bola, wife pregnant hai, bataya nahi tum. So, India, there is no professionalism. You have to start, everything should be informed to the boss. That, boss, main abhi soch raha hun ki shaadi karun. Or main ye kar raha hun. Then you have to tell, boss, my wife has been diagnosed pregnant and now this is the third month going on. Everything, all details. Otherwise, this is the reaction of the boss that you never told me. So, therefore we have to be very careful. So, they call us on Sundays. So, once one boss, you know, called an employee that Sunday, I have reached the office, where are you? He said, sir, I'm in traffic jam. So, he said, when are you likely to reach the office? And the employee said, sir, most probably Monday morning I should. Once, one boss and two employees, they went for clearing some old stock in the godown. And as usual, there was a lamp lying there and somebody scratched the lamp and suddenly a genie came there. Oh, three of you, I'm so happy. Each of you can ask for a wish. So the first employees, he said, I just want a job in Silicon Valley, USA, the nice bungalow to stay. Granted, he disappeared from there. Second, he said, I always dreamt to be in Australia. I want a good job in Australia. Disappeared from there. Boss, what is your desire? He said, get them back before 2 p.m. So the moral of the story was, let the boss speak first, always. You don't speak before the boss. So if Dhritarashtra was the boss, then who is this? Gandhari, but then she represents the blind followers. So there is always a boss and then there are blind followers who follow the boss. They worship the boss. Boss ke worshippers, boss is God, boss is always right. And in ISKCON we hear this blind following the blind. So which are the blind we are following? Now this heroine, Shri Devi, we used to be fans of her. Rather, when her movie Mr. India was released, and that time, you know, we were in a very kind of orthodox era where we have grown. Nowadays, you have grown with mobiles and this thing. We didn't have a Xerox, we didn't have printouts. So, this one particular movie was released of her, and I remember in the night we used to go and cut the posters and then stick it in our room. So all such things we used to do. In a medical school, nowadays people don't do that because everything is available on the phone. You go to Google Images and you see it. So we didn't have these Google Images. So we had people who used to stick Shri Devi's photo on the ceiling, you know, so that when they get up in the morning, the first thing, and then they used to start a day with that. But then few days back I came across this photo that suddenly she passed away. And then these are the people whom we are following. You may not be knowing also who is this. This was one of the lead actress who used to act opposite Amitabh Bachchan, Parveen Babi. And of course, very unfortunately, she suffered from mental illness. And she died in a house, and then by the stink of the dead body, the police was alerted and her body was absolutely found in a... So we are following them who are not following spirituality. Then who is this? This is boss's favorite. He gets all support from the boss. He gets all love for the boss, and he does any mistake, boss will not look at that. Boss will say, no, that's fine. Or hum log kuch thoda bahut karte hain, boss is very angry. But he is always favored. So, once at my workplace had some issues long back, some 15, more than 15, 20 years back almost. And went through some lots of troubles. And there, one of my kind of was mentors at my job, she told me a very nice thing. She said that you are being troubled by somebody at work. Now, one thing you should always do is when you go to that position, you should not do it to others. That should be always our principle in life. If I have suffered in some way because of a particular position and because somebody else is at a higher position than me, so when I reach that higher position, I should take utmost care that I don't trouble any one of them. Don't underestimate your abilities, because that's your boss's job. Who are they? Yeah, so I label them as the faithfuls. And they are also there everywhere. They are so faithful to the mission. They will fight for the mission. They are very firm on their vows and they never leave the mission. And wherever there are faithfuls, there is always a conflict. There is always a conflict. You see recently our Prime Minister of India being known for being very faithful to our country. So there was an attack and there was a counter attack. So a faithful person will never tolerate being attacked. I don't know how much you have read about Savarkar. One of the most brilliant freedom fighter India ever had. Rather, Vinayak Savarkar, when he was sent to Andaman and Nicobar jail, where he was supposed to kind of grind and make oil, which is normally done by a bull, a job done by a bull was given to him. And he had a diarrhea and dysentery, blood and vomiting, blood coming out of the vomitus and through the stool. So he fainted doing his job. And then he was lifted up from there and put in his prison cell. And he fell unconscious. When he came back to consciousness, a poetry there is his book Kamla. So that poetry came to his mind, the first verse of the poetry. And he didn't have paper and pen, so he wrote it on the wall. He wrote it on the wall. And then second verse sprung from his mind. So now he was thinking, how do I write this? Because there was not that much space on. So he byhearted the first verse. He rubbed it and wrote the second on the wall. Like this, in the jail, he wrote 5,000 verses in that particular album. He was in Andaman jail for 12 years. I'm just telling this for all of you, because many of you here are students also, and you keep on saying ki sir yaad nahi rehta hai, exam mein yaad hi nahi aata hai. So capacity of a human brain. And then he was released from the jail after 12 years, and then he was kept in Ratnagiri for 2 years under supervision, again not supposed to touch paper and pen. After 13 years, he was finally released and he got a paper and pen and he wrote all those 5,000 verses in the same sequence which he had written and memorized in the jail. So that is the capacity of the human brain, and that ability was there in Vinayak Savarkar. And he talked about conflict. So at one point in the British fight against the British, it happened that the Indians, they were so much harassed by the British that everybody stood up and they started saying, we are okay with the British rule, we are okay with the British rule. Even Lokmanya Tilak at one point, he said, we are okay, stop harassing, stop harassing. So then Vinayak Damodar Savarkar was also told to do that. Is somebody speaking there on the top? You know, I am hearing a sound of a... See, I am a professor in a medical school, so I really cannot concentrate while somebody is doing some, making some noise. So Savarkar was told that, why don't you also in Nasik, he was in Nasik, you also get up and say that, why don't you also get up and you say that we are okay with the British rule. And that time Savarkar stood up and he said, I would like to say something. It's not that I am against the British. I am against this concept that you make somebody forcefully under your control. I am against this principle of ruling some people forcefully. I am not against the British. And such a beautiful statement he makes. He says, tomorrow if in somebody attacks United Kingdom and starts ruling over them, I will go there and fight for the United Kingdom. Because my fight is against somebody ruling and torturing people. So wherever there are such faithful people, the conflicts are never stop, you know. So we have this Baji Prabhu Deshpande, Tanaji Malusare, all this history, if you have read, I don't know how many of you have read this. When Baji Prabhu Deshpande and Shivaji Maharaj, they were running from Panalgarh to Vishalgarh, and in between comes a place called as Pavankhind. And both of them were running in the night with 600 soldiers. And then they were caught in the daytime. Caught by 2000 soldiers. So then the choice was where Shivaji Maharaj said that let's fight and let us all of us die over here. And Baji Prabhu Deshpande made a, such a nice statement. He said in Marathi, he says, ki Maharaj lakho mele tari chaltil, pan lakhoncha poshinda jivanta rahila paiche. Even if lakhs die, that's okay. But one who is maintaining the lakhs should sustain. And there they decided that 600 soldiers split into two, 300 accompany the king and take him to the next destination. And remaining 300 stay back and kind of stop the army so that the king is not chased. And they immediately said, who want to stay back? And people were ready to stay back. Rather, those who were ready to stay back, they were knowing we are 300, they are 2000. And all of us are going to die. And still they took a decision that we will stay back and let this be our final day of life, but we accept death to save our religion. Our religion was saved because of such people for years together, our Vedic tradition. Tanaji Malusare, I actually searched, I went into interiors of Kokand and I actually went to his samadhi and we did offered prayers at his home where it is there in a place called as Umrat. It was very difficult for me to search, but we went there. So this person also, he said, he has a very famous statement, ki adi lagin konda necho. He said, firstly I will go and fight. His son was supposed to get married. He said, that son's marriage and all, forget it, postponed it. If I come back, I will attend the marriage, otherwise forget it. So what I'm talking about is this, faithfuls. So without this faithfuls, institution cannot run. An institution like ISKCON also has run because of faithful people like Prabhupada, Prabhupada's disciples. And so we have heard Daag Achche Hai. And before coming to ISKCON, you know Narad Muni, what we knew Narad Muni for? Narayana, Narayana, and then he is doing something. But if you study all the conflicts made by him, they were all for the good. Therefore, I have written here the heading, conflicts achche hai. when he sees that Devaki and Vasudev have given birth to one child, he goes to Kamsa and he says, see, this is a lotus with eight petals. The eighth son is going to kill. Now, in this lotus, you show me which is the eighth petal. Now, this is instigating. So, Kamsa immediately goes and kills the child. So, you say, yaar, ye, Narayan, Narayan. After coming to ISKCON, we come to know that why did he do that? Because he thought that if they have one child, they'll keep on playing with the child, child will grow, they'll not have the next child. And Krishna is eight in number. So, utna abhi kitna time lagega? Aisa ek ek child ko aisa bada hoke, ye hoke. So, they said, no, let it be killed. Krishna will liberate all of them, don't worry about that. And let Krishna come. So, after coming to ISKCON, we come to know about the purports. And they are the truthfuls. You also see amongst your friends, very truthful. They are exploited, they suffer from loss. Har bar canteen ka bill yahi bharte. Hum log malum ye hai na, truthfuls hai to ye bharega karke. And they don't mind. They don't mind. They never indulge in dirty politics. Actually, these are bond saints. Sometimes we are ISKCON devotees, but we find such truthfuls. You must be experiencing. They are not chanting or anything, but they are so truthful. They will not criticize anyone. Okay? Like example of Dharmaraj, when he was called back for the game of dice. What happens is, when he was called back for the game of dice, you must have known the game of dice happened once, and then actually, you know what Dhritarashtra said, he apologized, sorry for whatever has happened. So he apologized to Draupadi, apologized to everyone, and he said, if we give back your kingdom, you go back. If you read Mahabharata, you will come across this reference. And then when they are going back, on the way, here Duryodhan starts saying that, I had got their kingdom, I had got their everything, and you left them like that. So he said, call them back again for another game. And that time what we will do is, we will ask for 12 years of exile and 1 year of Ajnatvas. So while they were returning back to the kingdom, again the messenger came, said, Maharaj, Dhritarashtra has called you for another game of dice. So you know, the brothers, he said, okay, we'll come. So the brothers said to Dharmaraj, Yudhishthir, that you know what is going to happen there. He said, no, if I am destined to lose my kingdom, let me lose it. So these are kind of truthful people. They are actually most peaceful. They don't have any troubles in life because they are so much dependent on God. Who is this? Karna. Once you come to ISKCON, you have a group of friends who will come to you fighting for Karna. They are fans of Karna. I have so many students who come and fight with me. Sir, wo Karna kya hai? And Karna ki wajah se na, half of the world is not coming to ISKCON. Just because they feel that Karna had suffered from lot of injustice. Talented, being on the wrong side. They are attached to faithfulness than truth. So Karna was more faithful to Duryodhan, but not to the truth. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj gave a very nice example that how Karna represents a misdirected conditioned soul. He said actually he was a Pandav, but because of wrong association he was fighting from the Kauravas side. So he said, this is what is our condition, that we are actually belonging to Krishna's side, but because of misdirection we are fighting against Krishna. Shakuni. So they are always suspicious. They think opposite. Or aap peacefully bhi baithe ho na, shanti se, to bhi aankhe aapko instigate karenge. And you will give you a feeling that everything is horrible, everything is bad, there is injustice on you. She is the victim. So there are always victims also who suffer, and they don't get help from the powerful. And people expect them to forgive. This happens too much in this material world, you know, people are exposed to injustice and then they say, please forgive. Who is this? Not you, huh? Not you. Because whenever we read Gita, we feel I am Arjun. And Krishna is speaking this to me. So therefore I always say, not you. We are on the Kaurava side actually. Okay, so after the Gita was spoken, Krishna said, anybody wants to change sides, you can change the sides. So many times after coming to ISKCON, we start getting a feeling that I am Arjun and Krishna is kind of taking my rath everywhere. No. We are on the Kaurava side. Because if you compare yourself with, sometimes sit down calmly, whether I am Arjun or whether I am Duryodhan, whether I give a lusty look to everyone, whether I think of exploiting resources, whether I feel like enjoying everything, whether I feel like bossing over, bullying over, or whether I am humble, or whether I want to follow Krishna. So that doesn't happen with us. Arjun was following Krishna. If you are following the orders of Krishna, then you are following the footsteps of Arjun. With us what happens? Many times there are occasions where we have time, but we indulge in sense gratification, and our mind tells you, don't do this. But we said, hell with the philosophy. Kuch abhi mereko yaad mat dilo. So, many conflicts we hear of. Colleges, students, teachers, boss, employees. JJK, I was at JJ Hospital and then I joined KM Hospital and then I realized there was so much fight between these two institutions. So I went to the root and I found out ki aisa kya hai. So there was one doctor who had applied for a job in JJ Hospital. JJ Hospital started in 1845. That time it was under the British rule. And this particular doctor was not given the job. And then he was so angry that a less qualified Britisher was given that particular lecturer's job. So he came out and he said, I will start my own medical college where no Britisher will be employed. And that's how KM started with a fight with JJ. And till date they fight wherever they meet. Till date whenever JJ and KM students meet, they fight with each other. Whether there is a festival, whether there is a conference, whether there is a debate, you will find JJ and KM students fight. Something like Harvard and Stanford, Mr. and Mrs. Stanford, their son died. So there is one story like this, one version of the story. I don't know the truth of it. So they went to Harvard and they said that we would like to have a memorial of our son in Harvard. So they said, they were shabbily dressed. So the chancellor's president said, no. We cannot have like, they said, we'll sponsor a building in his name and we can have a small memorial in that building. They said, no, you don't know how much is the expense for one building. So the couple asked, what is the expense for one building? And he said, this dollars. And then the couple looked at each other and they said, if that is such a small amount, then we can have our own university. And that's how Stanford University started. And again, Stanford and Harvard have been still fighting. We, whenever we conduct these conflict management sessions, we go and tell people to do this, you know, arm wrestling. And I made an announcement at one place that whoever makes it maximum number of time to the table wins. And then people were like this, all such things. And so in one corner, after 1 minute, I asked that who made it maximum number of times. And then one team raised the hand. And they said, our score is 60. Because for 60 seconds, they just did like this. Because they were the ones who understood what I said. Whoever makes maximum number of times to the table win. So there was a chance of both of them to win. And both of them won it. An unresolved conflict, what does it cause? It destroys human relations, it creates barriers, adds stress to life. Once you have fight with your friends in the college, we don't even feel like going to the college. You fight with the boss, we don't feel like going there. When the conflict is resolved, see such a nice picture. Thakur has got his hands back and Gabbar is standing with his hand over Thakur. And CJ and Viru, oh, what a beautiful picture. So conflict is resolved. It serves as a safety wall function. Now, what is a safety wall function? Safety wall is, the cooker has a safety wall on the top. Shitty. So, whenever we are in a conflict, वी आर लाइक अ प्रेशर कुकर, वी आर अंडर प्रेशर. सो हमारे दिमाग में ऐसा ऐसा चल ऐसा हो रहा है, वो आजकल मेरे को देखता है, आजकल मेरे को हंसता भी नहीं बोलता भी नहीं, एंड बीच में इट्स हैपनिंग. सो कॉन्फ्लिक्ट मीन्स द होल थिंग इज अ प्रेशर कुकर. एंड देन यू नो वन डे वी गो टू दैट पर्सन एंड वी टेल हिम नाउ डेज यू डोंट इवन लुक एट मी, यू डोंट टॉक टू मी, क्या हो गया है. मतलब अपना बाकी अपना कंक्लूजन इंडिया में कैसे रहता है कि बहुत शाणा समझता है अपने आप को बहुत ये ऑल सच. सो वी स्टार्ट टेलिंग कि देखता भी नहीं, बात भी नहीं करता है. एंड देन ही टेल्स अरे नो यार एक्चुअली व्हाट हैज हैपेंड इज नो माय फादर यू नो इज नॉट वेल, ही इज हैविंग कैंसर फॉर लास्ट 6 months आई एम इन दैट ओनली. सो आई मीन माई ओन थॉट्स, ओहो ऐसा है क्या, मुझे क्या लगा कि तू मेरे से नाराज है. तो इसको बोलते हैं फूस हो गए, फूस. ऐसा बहुत बार होता है कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स में ना, हमारा किसी के साथ झगड़ा होता है, यू नो समबडी फाइट्स विथ अस एंड देन यू नो व्हाट वी डिसाइड कि कल मैं उसको जाके ये बोलूंगा. हम रात भर बैठ के हम लोग स्क्रिप्ट लिखते हैं कि 4 साल पहले हम लोग जब उधर बैठे तब भी तुमने ऐसा बोला, 3 साल पहले तुमने ऐसा बोला था, 2 साल पहले तुमने ऐसा बोला था, ऑल सच थिंग्स वी डिसाइड एंड नेक्स्ट डे वी आर एक्सपेक्टिंग कि जोर से होने वाला है और बोलते क्या भाई कैसा है. तो हम लोग इसको बोलते फूस हो गए, फूस. तो प्रेशर कुकर है ना वो एंड में फूस हो जाता है. देखो ना वो त्याला कुकर पडणे म्हणतात मराठी, फूस करके हो गए. सो इट इम्प्रूव्स कम्युनिकेशन, रिलेशनशिप, इंक्रीजेस स्ट्रेंथ. सो दिस देर आर 5 ways विथ विच बाय विच पीपल हैंडल कॉन्फ्लिक्ट. यू नो ऑन वन साइड हियर इज असर्टिवनेस, मीन्स थिंकिंग अबाउट द सेल्फ मोर एंड अनकोऑपरेटिव टू कोऑपरेटिव. एंड देर आर फ्यू वेज बाय विच पीपल डील. वेन अ पर्सन इज अनअसर्टिव, नॉट थिंकिंग ऑफ अदर्स एंड अनकोऑपरेटिव, ही गोज इन टू अवॉइडिंग मोड ऑफ कॉन्फ्लिक्ट. एंड that works in short term. Like once one female, she was suffering because her husband was coming home every day and hitting her. So she then went to those babas who sit with a skull and they do all such things. So that baba gave her a solution. He said, you would have this solution. Whenever your husband comes back home, you keep that solution in your mouth. Do gargling. So after 6 months, she comes back, she's healthy, all the scars are healed, husband has not hit for 6 months. So she says, Baba, it worked, wo solution mein zabardast jadoo tha. How did it work? He said, kuch nahi tha usme, saada paani diya tha maine tumko. Wo gargling karti thi na, to aata tha aur wo shanti se so jata tha. Iske liye tumko marta nahi tha, wo solution nahi deta tha, to you would have spoken something with him and then he would have hit you. So, so sometimes avoiding works. So when you are too much angry, do gargling. उसको आके जाने दो. So gargling works. Rather, this is a sound principle. Whenever you are too much angry, too much disturbed, don't use your phone, don't use WhatsApp, don't use social media, nothing. Previously, when we were of your age, there were no phones, no even landline. वो ऐसा पूरा कॉलोनी में एक लैंडलाइन होता था एंड खत लिखते थे हम लोग पोस्ट ऑफिस में से. देन वी यूज टू गेट एंग्री विथ सम इश्यू हैपनिंग एट आवर होम टाउन. Now what used to happen typically, you know, वो खत आने के बाद then I have to go to the post office, buy an inland letter and then write it and again go to post office and post it. So that used to take some 7 days time. उसमें ठंडा हो जाते थे हम लोग, कहते अभी क्या लिखें. But nowadays communication has become so fast, so people look, write, go to hell, send. So that breaks all the relations. So fast communication is creating conflicts. You get into conflict with somebody, you directly post it on Facebook that my world has become a hell because of his name, and he's tagged in the post. And this world becomes horrible for him and everyone. And then, you know, many times, just because of this fast communication, the things are happening. Then accommodating is another way people deal with conflicts. Once one father and five sons were traveling in a train, and those five sons, they were making so much noise in the train. And then people were sleeping, not able to sleep, not able to read. Ultimately, they took the father outside the bogey and they said, "Arey, how much noise your children are making. Why don't you, make them sit calm or shout at them?" And then the father said, "Actually, you know what has happened? Their mother has passed away in the hospital. And last 7 days back. And they have been asking me, where is mama, where is mama? And I don't have answer. So I told him, let's go out. I don't know how to handle the children because my wife was looking after them. So I told them, let's go out for a picnic. So I have come out for a picnic. And they have forgotten this question, where is mama? And I'm very happy about it. And once the whole train came to know about this story, they started playing with the children. Somebody started playing cricket inside the bogey with them. So now the children were not a problem, when you understand. So when we do, when we accommodate, when we come to know that the opposite person has more problems than our problems. So typically, this happens when we are traveling by bus, we see an old person, so we get up. Although we are tired, we get up and offer seat. But in long run, all these things don't work actually. Sometimes after accommodating again and again, we get frustrated. Competing, collaborating, compromising. Dr. Shubhangi Parker, our head of psychiatry department, she says compromising means husband-wife model. You know, sometimes they are avoiding something. Therefore, that is going in all the four things. You see that? Sometimes they are accommodating. Aja, theek hai, bhai, to abhi kya. Then competing, rarely collaborating also. Going to my next model of managing conflicts. And it's a mnemonic. Heal it. In the first slide, I had acknowledged Ray Wells, who was the person who had taught me this conflict resolution at Philadelphia. So this is the mnemonic stands for, and we'll be dealing with this. Now things become very easy for all of you. Our lecture ends when I reach the letter T. Okay. So H is having attitude of curiosity. So always be curious whenever a conflict happens. Why this person is behaving like this? Like with my example, I'll give you. I'm a teacher at first MBBS. So students, when they come from 12th standard, they are very humble, very disciplined, and they wish us, "Good morning, sir, good morning, sir, good morning." And we enjoy that, students wishing us. And then they go to second year. Second year mein koi bhi bachcha, koi bhi college mein first year se second year mein jata hai na, to kuch to punk aa jate uska. And suddenly he becomes so disrespectful, We are standing in the corridor and whole bunch of 10-12 students pass, and they pass through us like this. And nobody is wishing. The same people who are like this. And they are docking, cracking, I always compare this to this movie, Ghost karke movie tha. उसमें वो मर के ऐसे रास्ते पे खड़ा हो जाता है, सब व्हीकल जा रहे हैं उसके अंदर से, लोग उसके अंदर से पास हो रहे. सो वी फील कि बाबा मैं जिंदा है या मैं मर गया या इनको दिख नहीं रहा हूं. सो वन स्टूडेंट, गर्ल, शी आफ्टर पासिंग फर्स्ट ईयर, फ्रॉम दैट डे ऑनवर्ड शी स्टॉप्ड विशिंग मी ओनली. विशिंग क्या, वो विशिंग तो छोड़ दो. I thought she used to look at me like this and walk. So pehchan ke nahi, smile bhi nahi. Once she was standing near the canteen and I was passing by and she was looking at me. So dekh rahi thi, to maine usko aisa kiya. So she kept on looking like this. Then I looked here and there ki kisi ne dekha nahi, to something. So Then after 4.5 years, because in my introduction he said I am the warden. So after 4.5 years, everybody has to come to me to take the no dues signature. So she came to me. She said, "Sir, no dues." I said, "I want to talk to you." I said, "You, after you passed your first year, you never wished me, you never, you know, smiled vagara, thoda pehchan to dikhane." And then you know what she said, "Sir, actually, after I passed first year, I suffered from a disease called as optic nerve demyelination, where I cannot see anything beyond 3 feet. So you may have smiled at me, you may have waved hand at me, I never saw you. I can see only up to this point." So she had some problem, and here was me getting disturbed, ki wish kyun nahi kar rahi. So have attitude of curiosity. Now I'll take you to the cinema hall. The time given to me is still 8:40 actually, in 10 minutes for question answer, so I'm cancelling the question answers right now. Because it's difficult of questions. Okay. So some people go to the cinema hall not to watch movies. Some go to watch movies. Two categories of people. Some go to watch movies. And others go to watch what others are doing. So there was this second category person. So these are what second category people are. Hey, bhai, mobile band karna. Kai ko awaaz kar rahe. So they are, jor se mat baat kare baba. So they go to the cinema hall for this purpose. So one day, the second category person, he went to a theater and he saw one man occupying three seats on the theater. Matlab beech mein batak, ek pe sar aur ek pe pair. Oh, Anant Padman aapke se teen doors mein se dikhte hai, lying. So then he lost interest. He anyways is not interested in the movie. So usko purpose mil gaya theater mein aane ka. So he called those ushers with those battery fellow. He said, "Oh, dekho kaisa baitha hai." So the battery fellow said, "Bhai, tu kon hai, kidhar se aaya hai?" Bole, "Ah." So he said, another battery fellow came. "Said, bhai, kya hai, tu kon hai, kya hai?" So then this battery fellows come to this second category fellow and he said, "Sir, jaane do na, usko samajh mein nahi aa raha hum log kya bol rahe." He said, "Aisa nahi chalega, manager ko bulao." So manager comes. Manager says, "Bhai, kaun hai tu, kahan se aaya hai?" Bolte, "Sir, main balcony se aaya hu. Main balcony mein tha, main niche kya hai dekh raha tha, to main gir gaya." This poor fellow has fallen from the balcony, and here is one person disturbed because he is occupying 3 seats. So have an attitude of curiosity, not judgment. Don't judge ki aise 3 seat pe kyun baitha hai, ye mere ko wish kyun nahi kar rahe. There may be a reason. Always evaluate. Anything happens, a conflict happens in your life, evaluate. These are our friends to evaluate. Who, what, where, when, how, why. I had a conflict with one of my office staff, and I was given a job of printing t-shirts for a conference. So I went to the t-shirt shop and he said, "Okay," and it had to be done very urgently. For all the participants, we are planning to give a t-shirt with the logo of our college. So I called the office. I said, "Can you mail me the logo? I'm standing here and then he will tell me the price, give me the quotation." And the clerk said, "Sir, we are very busy with important work." So far. So I thought, you are doing important work or may I either time pass karo? So I was very angry. So after that whole conference was over, I spoke to her. That I said, "I had called you and you said you are doing important work and then my work was not important." Then she said, "Sir, actually I am pregnant and I had miscarriages, 3-4 miscarriages, and I am supposed to take 100% bed rest, doctor told me, but we have financial issues, so still I am coming to work. And because of that, you know, I am under a lot of stress that if I take too much stress, I will suffer from miscarriage. And that is my problem. And I am not able to tell also others that I am pregnant because I had so many miscarriages that after telling that I am pregnant, again there will be a miscarriage. Again people will ask me, ki kya ho gaya pregnancy ka aage. So I don't want that embarrassment on the. And then I realized that yes, I should understand. I should evaluate why this person is behaving like this. I'll tell you one story. Consider this as Bhaikala police station. In Bhaikala we have this Ranichi Bagh. Everybody must have been there to see the 84 lakh species. Now this, there will be a component of Marathi in this. So those who are in Mumbai, thoda to Marathi you must be understanding. So Bhaikala police station scene, and the Hawaldar gets 4 kids to the inspector. He says, sir, the inspector said, tere ko mila nahi subah se koi bachche log ko pakad ke laya. He said, sir, aap poochho inko kya kar rahe the. So the inspector said, kya re, kya tujha naam kya, kya karto tha. He said, sir, me Patil. Kya nahi sir, sihala ami shengdane takot hoto. तर दुसरं तुझं नाव काय सईसट सर मी शिंदे काय सिंहाला शेंगदाणे टाकत होतो सर तो तो इन्स्पेक्टर गेट्स इरिटेटेड दे आर थ्रोईंग ग्राउंड नट्स टू द लायन क्या उसमें क्या है शेंगदाणे इज ग्राउंड नट्स थ्रोइंग ग्राउंड नट्स टू द लायन इन द लायन्स केज सोच के कि वो खा रहे इनोसेंट बच्चे उनको समझता नहीं वेज नॉन वेज क्या डालना चाहिए तीसरा लग तुझं नाव काय तो सर मी भोसले आई ऑलवेज यूज माय सर नेम सो दॅट नो बडी फील्स ऑफेंडेड काय नाही सर सिंहाला शेंगदाणे टाकत होतो सो ही अगेन लुक्स ॲट द हवालदार की बच्चे ते सर आगे चौथे को पूछते तुझं नाव काय बाबा तू काय करत होता सर माझं आडनाव शेंगदाणे सो what they were doing, three of them were pushing Mr. Shengdane into the lion's cage. And when caught by the police, they become so innocent. They said, sir, Shihala Shengdane takot hoto. After a conflict, na, this is the way people behave. Because I have been warden of a hostel, and whenever there are conflicts, na, I go for investigations, and there is committee for investigating, and how people tell, I'll give a typical example. Sir, main udhar khada tha, wo bike leke aaya, usne aisa bike lagaya, bike se utra aur mereko khad karke mara idhar. Aisa kaise ho sakta hai? No, because I have been trained in this conflict management. Who, what, where, how, na. So then I call the other person. Kya ho gaya? So then he tells, ki sir, actually my bike leke gaya udhar. Wo udhar khada tha. Wo parking area mein khada tha, sir. To maine usko bola ki mere ko idhar bike lagane ka hai. Tu zara baju mein hat sakta hai kya? Wo mere ko bola, bike ye jagah kya tere baap ka hai? To fir kya sir, main utra aur lagaya usko. But then this fellow, when he was telling, sir, main udhar khada tha, wo aaya, bike lagaya, utra aur mere ko. So, this is how people commit grave offenses and they'll come as innocent, becoming very innocent in front of you. Kuch nahi, maine to kuch kiya hi nahi. So never get, you know, kind of swayed by this. Appreciate other person's point of view, that what, there are some authorities, how are they working, they have some previous experiences. I tell always the example of when I was at JJ Hospital, lecturer, and I was managing students' dissection 200 students. And Antakshari was going on in the lecture theater, that same lecture theater where Munna Bhai was shot. MBBS shooting was done. So students started saying to me, "Sir, sir, sir, we want to go for Antakshari." So I said, "I cannot leave you, but you can run away at your risk. So what I will do is, I will go to my cabin and you run away." So we made a deal like that. I went to my cabin, I came out in 5 minutes, everybody was gone. So my HOD called me. He said, "Where are the students?" I said, "Sir, actually they asked me some doubts, so I went to refer the book and they all ran away." HOD said, "Tell me the truth, Dr. Bhosle." I said, "Sir, this is what the truth is." So he said, "Actually I caught them when they were running. And they said to me, 'Dr. Bhosle ne choda humko.'" Now this is the experience I had with students. So next year again there was Antakshari. Next year again there was Antakshari. Again students came to me, "Ki, sir, 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 Antakshari." And I, like Baji Prabhu Deshpande, I stood at Pavan Khind, the door of the dissection. I said, "Koi bahar nahi jayega." And students were thinking, "Aisa kyun behave karta?" So I wrote an article on this, that it's not only that teachers make students, students make the teacher. It's the students' experiences that makes a teacher like this. And then we, after 20 years of joining this college, actually we realize ki jo junior teacher rehte hai na, wo bahut achcha rehta hai. Aur jo 20 saal se jo teacher hai na, wo sabse khadus rehta hai. But wo khadus kyun ho gaya hai? Because of all such experiences. So, I give you one more example of taking you back to the cinema theater, because I both miss karta hun cinema theater ko aajkal to. Therefore, I always. So, there were two people in the theater, baki koi bhankas movie chal raha tha. So, usme ek jan, dono mein se ek category 1 movie dekhne ko gaye the, category 2 दूसरों को देखने के. तो कैटेगरी 1 वाज अ ओल्ड लेडी ड्रिंकिंग पेप्सी. उसने एक सुबह पहले चालू होते ही पेप्सी का बोतल लिया, थोड़ा थोड़ा पी रही, थोड़ा थोड़ा पी रही. कैटेगरी 2 वाज लुकिंग एट हर, इंटरवल हो गया, बोतल खत्म नहीं हुआ, पिक्चर खत्म हो गया, बोतल खत्म नहीं हुआ. उसके बाद गए, "भाई तुमको 3 घंटा लगता है पेप्सी पीने का, तुमको मैं दिखाता हूँ कैसा पीने का." टुक द बोतल फ्रॉम कैटेगरी 1 लेडी, लुक्ड एट हर, "अरे भाई तुमको किसने बोला मैं पेप्सी पी रही थी? मैं एक्चुअली पान खा रही थी, मेरे को थूकने को कुछ नहीं मिला." सो आई कैरीड अ बॉटल विथ मी एंड आई वॉज स्पिटिंग इन इट. एट द एंड व्हाट हैज हैपेंड इज कैटेगरी 2 हैज टेकन ऑल दैट डर्ट इनसाइड. So irritated with people, this is what we do. We take all the dirt of others inside. India, very difficult to make people listen. I really appreciate all of you sitting here and listening to me. I cannot listen to anyone. Like one son, while having dinner with his father, he said, "Father, I want to tell you something very important." So father said, "Don't speak anything during the dinner time, after." He said, "But dad, it's very, very important." "No, no speaking while eating." Aapne ye suna rahega dialogue. Dad, so khana khane ke baad bacche ko, "Now tell me, actually there was cockroach in your food." So dad was not ready to listen. Always use I perspective. I perspective means, when we have a conflict na with somebody, always tell ki, "This is what I feel about you." Hum log I perspective nu use karte hain. Hum log kya bolte hain? "Pura college tumhare bare mein aise bol raha hai." "Temple mein tumhara impression aisa hai." You know, pura temple ko saath mein leke jate hain hum log. सब हम दुनिया एक तरफ और तू एक तरफ. नेवर डू दैट. टेकिंग टाइम एंड स्पेस टू हैव कॉन्वर्सेशन, यू नो, ऑलवेज सिलेक्ट अ न्यूट्रल प्लेस एंड डिस्कस विद दैट पर्सन. ऑलवेज ओपन अप एंड डिस्कस. आई हैड रिटन बेस्ड ऑन दिस इस्कॉन, लाइक बीइंग ऑनेस्ट with the self. Always have an urgency to resolve a conflict. Don't let it last for months and years. Having a very modest approach, you know, with integrity, listening with an eye perspective, and tolerating for sake of tomorrow. And always remember that you and me can make it possible. Never give a feeling that I don't need you. That's where conflict happens, where we say that I don't need you. I am okay in my life without you. So that's what is happening everywhere. Friends, mujhe tera zarurat nahi hai. Zarurat ke liye, the relation is not there for zarurat. So start working together. So here, these three people, animals, their target is one. Ek hi target. Now this fellow is very strong, this is very fast runner, this is combination of both. But they don't work together. अगर साथ में काम करेंगे तो जंगल के सारे डियर्स खत्म हो जाएंगे. बट दे हैव कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स विद ईच अदर. कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स हैपन वेयर देर आर टर्टल्स मीट रेस हॉर्सेस, वेयर सम पीपल आर वर्किंग स्लो. अपने ग्रैंड मदर ने हमको स्टोरी बताया था, वो टर्टल धीरे धीरे गया, रैबिट फास्ट गया, जीता ने लाइफ में टर्टल बनने का. दैट हैज स्पॉइल्ड द होल इंडिया एक्चुअली. इंडिया में टर्टल टर्टल बिल्कुल घाई नहीं करने. At workplace, we have this eagles, peacock, owls and swans. What are they? Eagles means they'll always think big. You tell them to arrange a conference, they'll say, we'll arrange an international conference. They will never say that one day workshop, half day workshop. And then there are owls who don't work but keep on thinking. Unke paas jao to 15 ideas denge, lekin kaam nahi karenge. Then there are swans who will say, tell ki nahi bhai, mera itna capacity, mere ko jyada mat bol. And then you arrange something, what are peacocks? Suddenly in the inauguration they come with fully decked up, newly dressed. Or suddenly in guest ke baju mein khade rehke for selfie nikal. But kaam kiya nahi kuch. So then for conflict management, they say that take ideas from the eagle, main idea. Then give it to the owls to make the plan. Distribute the work to the swans. And for inauguration of the function, we always have the peacocks who come in. Conflicts faced by the devotees. Conflicts related to prasad. Always, yahan pe baithke bhi, mere ko milega. Kirtan mein dance karu ya niche jaun. When there is no second sir, to ye le lu because baad mein second sir nahi hai. Should I share the Mahaprasad with somebody? Conflicts in, should I chant or should I sleep? Or every time morning conflict rehta ho. Ki abhi uth jaun, mera neend ho gaya hai, ya so jaun. Should I gratify my senses or should I control my senses? Bhi control karunga, baad mein 20 saal ke baad mujhe lagega ki yaar, faltu mein control kiya. Should I fight? Devotees ka ye conflict. Should I fight or should I defend myself? Should I just say ki baba nahi chalo? Matlab, should I fight and should I defend? Shanti se baithu aur just unko jo karne ka hai karne do. Or should I fight? So basically, I am talking about eating, mating, sleeping and defending. That's where we keep on fighting. We have conflict at the level of body because our senses are impure. Mind conditioned to enjoy and soul which is sleeping. Actually we sometimes say ki main Maya Devi mere ko bahut takleef de rahi hai. So once you know, one sannyasi said, it's not Maya. It's your conditioned mind and impure senses. Senses are not pure which are getting attracted to the sources of enjoyment. Maya Devi agar tumko takleef degi na, to you'll be finished. You'll be finished. It's your only mind. So don't get even challenge Maya for that. Okay? How Krishna handles conflicts? All these incarnations of Krishna actually have come whenever there was a conflict, Krishna has appeared. At Kurukshetra with Ashwatthama, there was such a nice way Krishna handles conflict. At when Ashwathama had tried to kill Parikshit that time, or killed Draupadi's children. So there was a conflict between Draupadi and Bhima, where to kill Ashwathama or to leave him. And then Krishna says, just cut his hair, insult him, take out his gem, so that he is as good as killed. So Krishna has such a nice way of handling conflicts. And finally, how Krishna consciousness helps us. Again and again we are told this philosophy of remaining humble. Verse number 3 of the Shikshashtakam. And the verse number 4 says, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na kavitam. And actually, all the conflicts happen because people want dhanam, janam, sundarim and kavitam. Wo ladki ke piche jhagde hote hain. पैसे के पीछे झगड़े होते हैं. पीपल वॉन्ट जन्म, दे वॉन्ट, एंड पीपल वॉन्ट टू बी प्रेज्ड. इफ समबडी एल्स इज प्रेज्ड, आई फील बैड. सो मोमेंट वी मेक दिस एज अ प्रिंसिपल ऑफ अवर लाइफ, न धनम, न जन्म, न सुंदरिम, न कविता, विच वॉज टोल्ड बाय लॉर्ड चैतन्य. एंड वॉट ही सेड अहेड, मम जन्मनी जन्मनीश्वरे भवतात भक्ति रहितो कितो. लेट मी जस्ट सर्व. Let me just chant your holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we come here, we chant, we dance, we have nice prasadam, and that follow the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and that helps us manage all our conflicts. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So, we hope you all enjoyed this presentation by Prabhuji. It's an art actually to present a very difficult topic in such a unique way. Humorously, he spoke all the wonderful examples and put the message across, right? Actually, it's an art. So, thank you Prabhu, and we hope to have you more in future for Prerna Festival, right? So let us thank Yugavatar Prabhu for his wonderful presentation by 3 times loudly chanting. Thank you, Prabhu. We want to welcome a few guests this evening here in Radha Gopinath Temple. We have Kavita Lavhale, staff nurse at JJ, Manish Sharma, project manager at JP Morgan, Saurabha Pause, Technical Vice President at JB Morgan, Jitendra RB, HR Manager at Shinan Bank, and Sagar Sorti. So let us thank them for coming here and spending their time by also chanting Hari Bol. We also have amongst us many, as I mentioned, that we have been calling in our Prerna festivals for last numerous times, also our past alumni of IVS. So today we have an alumni here who is speaking, but we also have alumni among guests also. We have Ganesh Patil here. Can you stand up? Ganesh Patil Prabhu. So he came in Krishna consciousness when he was studying in SPC College of Engineering in Andheri. That is the time he was came in touch with devotees, and since then he helped in arranging preaching programs in SPC hostel, and he has moved out of the SPC College, and now he is working in as a big software engineer. He is currently based in Panvel and he stays with his family there and also arranging Panvel program there. So we want to also welcome Ganesh Patil Prabhu by 3 times chanting Hare Krishna. Also now we want to welcome all those young men and boys who came for the very first time today. Is anyone here who has come for the very first time? Can kindly stand up in your place. Can kindly stand up so we can see you properly. Nice. Wonderful to have you all. I hope you enjoyed today's session, right? Yes. So a special gift is awaiting you downstairs as you move down after the kirtan. There's going to be a very beautiful kirtan being sung by Jai Sachinandan Prabhu. So kindly do participate in this kirtan, dancing kirtan. There is prasad for everyone. Prabhu was mentioning, you know, there is a conflict, should I go down? So we are telling you that prasad is made for all of you. Everyone will get enough prasadam today. So there is a gift waiting for you, and also those who came for the first time, you don't have to stand in line. You can directly go. There is a hall just below this hall, on the ground floor. And Hari Bol, thank you. So there is a hall below this, and then you can go and take prasadam there. So let us welcome all these wonderful souls to our temple by 3 times loudly chanting. Thank you for coming. Take your seats. The next Prerna festival is quite a little early than expected. It's on 6th of April, Saturday. And the topic is bouncing back. Bouncing back or bounce back? Bouncing back, and the speaker is His Grace Purushottam Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Which announcements? Any announcement? So now, since we have some more time for the darshan is still open. So till darshan is open, we'll have a nice melodious dim light kirtan. We can all keep sitting and get absorbed in the darshan of Shri Radha Gopinath. And once darshan is over, the door closes, then we can all stand up and dance in kirtan. Hare Krishna. So now we give the mic over to Jai Sachinandan Prabhu. Hare Krishna.